This insert is brought to you by Radio K Pulpit 7 to 9 a.m. Please visit kpulpit.co.za.
Christian perspective on the news does not necessarily reflect the opinions of Radio K Pulpit or the on-air presenter, but is the independent viewpoint of the individual contributor. Please send an email to info@kpulpit.co.za should you have any further inquiries.
Christian perspective on the news.
Mike Bernard is a journalist. He's an analytical strategist, and he helps us to understand this world that we're in and the seasons that we're experiencing. Mike, always a pleasure. Good morning. Welcome.
Yes, good morning, Brad. It seems like hulle weet nou wat ons weet, né?
Someone must have whispered and told somebody.
I think, Brad, this morning, let's have a reflection, not on the game, but on life.
Yeah.
And we can certainly use the game as a brilliant example, because I think nothing amplifies life more than sport, because we just pour our lives into sport and into the teams we support. So here's one or two lessons, I think, Brad, this morning, that we can certainly take seriously as we contemplate the game, but we look at life.
Yeah.
First of all, in life, it's not how you start, it's how you finish. And I think we've all met the 22-0 people in life, you know, that start with a bang, they start ministry with a bang, they just go full out and everything is just glorious. And the first opposition and the first hardship is like, where was the Lord? You know, why did the Lord forsake me? And then all of a sudden, the points just start accumulating against us. So it's critically important in life that we continue the momentum and that we continue the urgency and the execution, even in the tough times, even when life scores tries against us. So it's not how we start life, but it really is how we finish life. Secondly, Brad, don't make disappointments personal by seeking scapegoats.
Yes.
You know, this is human nature. And I'd really like to encourage people, do not go there, not in life, not in sport. Do not go from a Hosanna, Hosanna to crucify him, you know. And I listened to some of the experts, rugby experts this morning, and all of a sudden, you know, everybody that was the Hosanna yesterday is the crucify today. Drop him from the team. He didn't play well. You know, he passed a ball that was intercepted. Get rid of him, you know. And a few weeks ago, he was one of the heroes. So let's be careful in life, because I see we all do this, and in ministry as well. You know, we've got this amazing leader, and within a few days, we don't like him anymore. someone said to me one day when I was, you know, head of a ministry, what an anointed leader I was. And then one day we had a disagreement, and the lady came into my office and said, Mike, you lost your anointing.
Oh my goodness.
You know, because suddenly we didn't agree anymore. So number three. One thing worse than a bad loser is a bad winner. Brad, I think we have to be very honest with one another. We became bad winners. I listened to some of the pre-match posts on social media.
Yeah.
And it's like South Africa has become a nation sort of like unlike by most other rugby nations, because we became so proud and boastful. And it's important to say in life, the one thing that God detests is pride. Proverbs 16 verse 5 said, the Lord detests all the proud of heart. And maybe this was a good thing. It's good that we just brought back down to earth again to say we are as vulnerable as any other team. Number four, Brad,
yeah.
Champions are not people who win all the time, but people who can come back from adversity.
Amen.
So I think, you know, this Saturday didn't show whether we were champions or not. Next Saturday, we will discover if we deserve the title of world champion. If we can come back, and if we can come back good, then we deserve that title. So it's critically important that, you know, in even spiritually, those who are sons and daughters of God are not those who are always on top of life. It's those who can come through life. Number five, we need in life people of experience. I think this is critically important. We saw what happened on Saturday. Once the experienced players left, the young players just totally crumbled. And I think we need to say in ministry, this is the same. We need the older people. We need people of experience to carry us through. It's so easy for a young generation to say, we'll do it and we'll do it better. You need the old people. Believe me, you need the old people. We need people of experience. Number six, we all love visionaries, but when things don't go as good as they planned, we need to still support them. Rossi has a long-term vision, and that's 2027. He's aiming for the World Cup. And if we win the World Cup, we'll all be in awe again and we'll forget about Saturday. But we need to stick with our visionaries. And Brad, then lastly,
yes,
we all say we lost on Saturday. We didn't lose. We simply watched the game. It was actually the team that lost.
And, yeah, and good
they, yeah, and they poured their life into Saturday. They didn't go on the field hoping to lose. They poured their life into the game. So we need to stop saying, wow, let's support those guys. Let's not turn our backs on them now, which many people, all of a sudden, the box, you know, is not that great anymore. They're still the same box. They're still the same great team that carried the World Cup and carried the championship last year. And we just need to stick with them. And we need to be there for, you said it this morning, Brad. Mm. We need to be there for other people. So let's do that. Let's say, team, we're behind you. Saturday, we're going to stick behind you. Win or lose, this is our national team. This is the Springboks. We support you. So, yeah, a reflection on life, I think.
Yeah.
Sport, Brad, often reflects how we see life, and I think it did on Saturday as well.
Yeah, one thing I found quite disappointing about the loss is one thing. But now, here we are. We didn't lose. Those 23 guys, they couldn't do it, right? For whatever the reason is. We don't need to get into that. And now suddenly, here we are, and our social media is something that I try to remove myself from as much as possible when it's the weekend and that sort of a thing for distractions and the whole. But now the fascination, it was like watching a car crash. I know it's a terrible thing to say, but it's like this human nature. So we want to blame someone, we want to better understand, so we're right in there. And it was just those guys that didn't pull it through, but now it's just the hatred amongst people, and then it's the division that it causes amongst South Africans, and then everybody's like the Australians. So I told you these South Africans are no good. These people, no one likes South Africans. And then it's the New Zealanders stepping in. Then people who didn't even have a game that played on Saturday. Now, and I just thought, how fickle are we as people that we turn on one another, that we spew out hatred and unkindness at one another? That I feel we there's an issue there with us as human beings.
Yeah, that's the Hosanna. And then when our own expectations are not fulfilled, and this is about our expectations.
Mm.
When that's not met, then we say, crucify him, crucify him. And it was not that the people in the biblical times preferred Barabbas before they preferred Jesus. They actually loved Jesus more, but Jesus didn't fulfill their expectations.
Yes.
And we need to be so careful in life. If you don't fulfill my expectation, don't shout, crucify, crucify, because it's not about you, it's about me. So it's critically important, Brad. I think this is such a revelation of life as a whole. Sport is just sport. Let's be honest.
Yes.
They lost and that's it. You know, life goes on. For many people in Gaza this morning, life is a far more dangerous activity than for us in South Africa.
Yes.
But still, it reflects what lives in our hearts. And so let's just move on and say to the team, we are 100% behind you. This Saturday, we believe you can still do it. I think there's nog een of twee dingetjies wat hulle nie weet nie wat ons weet. And maybe we can do it. But let's be careful how we reflect life when we watch sport. And I think that's the main issue this morning.
Thank you so much for that. That's a good perspective, if ever there was one on a Monday morning, particularly when everybody's sort of licking their wounds and their emotions and we can't explain or understand why does a game of 80 minutes or so make us feel this way. I can't explain that either, but that is what it is. But we can learn from it. Mike, appreciate your time and your effort this morning. Love it. And we'll catch up with you again soon.
Absolutely. Thanks, Brad. And may the listeners have a wonderful week. Bless you.
This insert was brought to you by Radio K Pulpit, 7 to 9 a.m. Please visit kpulpit.co.za.